This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Spotted in Metro Detroit yesterday, Scott Harris loading up his shopping cart at the Dollar General. Full breakdown today. Good morning, 97.1.
Wait a second. You're the only one that has the smart alarm?
No, he hasn't put it on my board yet. But Greg's behind the scenes working to get us some Scott Harris audio for later in the show. John, there's no defending what that was, right? Like, you were reserved yesterday. You went to reserve judgment. Wait till the deadline's over. Finnegan and friends? They added one real MLB arm, Finnegan from the Nationals, right. And they didn't have to give up very much to get him. They didn't have to give up very much was kind of the motto of the deadline. Give to get. They didn't want to give. They didn't get. That's not a deadline for a serious World Series team.
Right. They went out there and it felt like it was, I know you use the Dollar General.
You prefer Goodwill?
No, it felt more Costco.
Gently used?
Well, no. Bulk.
Yes.
You know, and just trying to go with the, well, let's just see how many arms we can bring in.
Someone's got to stick,
somebody,
right?
Somebody, we've got to be able to give Chris Fetter something to do, and
poor
let's
guy.
See what happens.
I mean, poor guy. They give him like some of the worst pitching to work with, and they just go, hey, go be a magician. Pull a rabbit out of your hat. Again, like, well, how does that inspire confidence if you go, oh, one of these has got to work. Just throw five arms at the wall and see what sticks.
Yeah.
That's the move for a team with the best record in the American League? Like, John, I mentioned serious World Series teams. The Yankees added two stud bullpen arms in Bednar and Duvall. Those are closers. They also added Bird from the Rockies, who I know you had mentioned at one time as an interesting name. They had three arms, all with control, without giving up a top five prospect in their own system. How'd they pull that off? They got three relievers with control without giving up elite prospects? Because I'm led to believe by Scott it simply wasn't possible. But there were quotes from anonymous executives that said the Tigers just simply weren't willing to give up anybody any good. And I have eyes. I can confirm that report. They weren't willing to give up anybody good to get anything significant. The Mariners had two all-star corner infield bats. They didn't give up a top five player in their system or a top 100 prospect. There were deals to be made yesterday in Major League Baseball. And they were made by other teams in the American League, while the Tigers decided, we just want to get in the playoffs. I mean, Scott Harris said the quiet part out loud. My job is to get us in the playoffs. Well, your deadline reflects that. It's not a deadline of a team chasing a World Series.
It's disappointing that there was no Bednar. There was nobody of significance that was added. And I know, okay, well, you add, you add a starter in what, Charlie Morton. Right, who is 41 years old.
With a 5 ERA. He's having a terrible year.
And that's when you move, Melton from starting pitcher to the bullpen. So, like, that was there. We think Melton can help us in the bullpen. He can be a long reliever. Because what did I say? You need somebody to get you from that fifth inning to the eighth inning. Well, they believe that Troy Melton is going to be that guy.
So I'm not even mad that Melton's going to the bullpen. Like, I think that's a young arm. If you're going to have a postseason run, that's typically where they go. He throws 98. Yeah. He could be a leverage guy. I think there's some merits to that. But what I don't get is the reason he's being bumped there is to add 41-year-old Charlie Morton.
Right, and the selling point for Charlie Morton was, well, he had a really rough start, and he did. Since then, he's been 7-1, and his ERA is, what, 3.23, I think I read.
Yeah, but hold on. The month of July.
I'm just telling you what the selling point
is. What I'm seeing is a lot of selling from people who have to twist the numbers. If you have to chop the first month and the last month off, I can do that with a lot of pitchers. Charlie Morton's had a 5 ERA in July in 5 starts and a whip of 1.5. Sure, there's some swing and miss. If you squint hard enough, but that's everybody they added. Rafael Montero, he's lethal if he can find the strike zone.
And he was really good in 22.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Right.
He was DFA'd last year, traded twice this year, and has a 5.4 ERA. Paul Sewald, he's currently hurt right now on the 60-day list. Cody Hoyer's a AAA arm. Randy Dobnik, great story, right? Utica, Jimmy John's Field. He has a 7 ERA in AAA. They didn't go out and add anybody significant outside of Finnegan. I will give them Finnegan. And Paddock is just covering for Olson. That's not like an addition. That's just keeping up.
No, but that was a good move.
I got no issue with the Paddock move. But it doesn't make you better. It replaces Olson. So what are they doing to get better? Did they even really buy? They didn't give up anything. Did they buy at all?
Well, yeah. They ended up with, what, 6 more arms. So technically, by definition,
how many of them are major league arms?
I'm just telling you.
So
they added.
Who was their fifth starter before yesterday?
Melton.
It was Melton.
Yeah.
So what John is saying, they think he can be more effective out of the bullpen with his arm, and Morton is your fifth starter now. So now they have a 5-man rotation again, and putting Melton in the bullpen adds depth. Again, I was underwhelmed by the whole thing in general, but that's the thought process.
Right.
Morton has postseason starting experience with the manager.
Well,
he has
a lot of life experience. He's 100 years old.
I know. And it's also...
He pitches with a walking cane.
I think Morton was an admission. There is no way we're seeing Alex Cobb. And so the criticism there is that Harris made a mistake before the season getting Cobb.
You know, I made a couple jabs about the Cobb thing. I'm not even mad about it. They burned $15 million. Whatever. They tried.
Well, you could have burned that somewhere else. He misspent that money.
Yeah.
Okay? He would admit that, I think, off the record at least.
248-539-9797. That was not a deadline of a team with World Series dreams. A serious World Series team has a more impactful deadline than that.
And so I think that's the message from Scott Harris is
we're not serious.
Well, we're going to try. We've been able to manufacture tied for the best record in baseball, most wins in baseball.
Yeah.
And we're going to see what we can do through the rest of the season and in the postseason. And if we find a little magic, we find a little luck, we'll be able to do something. But I think in terms of the way that they added, that is, I'm not defending it. I'm just telling you that's the message that Scott Harris is sending to the fans. Hey, we're a good team.
Yeah.
But we're not in position. We're not going to add enough to be able to compete with the Dodgers or the Blue Jays in a 7-game series. That was the message I got with Finnegan, Morton, moving Melton. Like, we're going to mix and match, and we're going to hope that the run that we were on at the beginning of the season, we're back to where that was, and we can create some magic.
Yeah, but that's pathetic. That's small time. We can't give up anything to get anybody. As the team with a great farm system and the best record in baseball, we can't give up anything to get anything. We have to do it this way. We have to do it through smoke and mirrors. We can't go add a couple big-time relievers who were dealt at reasonable prices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
I'm not trying to pour gas on the fire. I'm not trying to get you any more worked up. I'm just telling you.
I can't be alone on this.
And I know he talked last night about the whole Scooble window, and he doesn't think there's necessarily a window. It's an illusion. You can in a minute. But I think what he's telling you is we're hoping that this offseason we can add more bats. We can add more arms. We can be a better team next year. And he's basically kicking the can down the road. Let's see how good we can be this year. And then next year, we're going to do a little bit more in the offseason. Maybe it leads us to do more at the trade deadline. It's very underwhelming. There's no question about it. But I think he's telling you, even if we went out and sold the farm for talent, that they weren't in position to be the favorites to go into the World Series. And I'm with you. I know what you're going to say. Well, you don't have to be the favorites.
Thank you.
That's the message that I got from Scott Harris.
No, I know, but do you like the message?
No, I don't like it.
Okay.
No.
Okay, I just want to feel like I'm the only guy yelling, ranting, and raving today.
No,
like,
but I may not have the same emotion or the rant and rave. It's just...
Why doesn't it stir you?
Because it's done. We have to now look at the roster that we have and say, well, what can we do? And I think it's going to temper a lot of people's expectations. All right, can we still win the World Series? Yes. Is it likely? Probably not.
Like, I'm going to root like hell for them. They're my hometown team. I have never seen my team win a World Series. I wasn't alive in 84. I'm going to desperately root like hell for them. I wish they cared with that level of investment yesterday.
Do they have a better chance of winning the World Series today than they did yesterday?
No.
Okay.
Well, I actually think that they are a... I know they're not as good as you wanted them to be today, but I do like the move of being able to put Melton in the bullpen. That answers the question that I needed, but it opens up another question on the starting rotation.
And John, you've already alluded to this, the quote about Scooble and windows, right? Because, okay, fine, we're not good enough to make the impact moves now, and you kind of hinted, well, maybe next year they will. Well, next year's the last year of Scooble's contract, his control.
Right.
Harris says about this idea of a window, it's an illusion. I think there's a lot of talent in the organization. There's a lot of players who are in it for the right reasons, who are playing for each other, and they're playing for the city of Detroit. They've done special things from the All-Star break to the All-Star break. We have the most wins in Major League Baseball. Tarik is certainly leading the way and has been leading the way here, but there's a lot of really talented players both in the big leagues now and that are coming through this talented system. He says, I'm not looking at this as a window. It doesn't mean I'm shorting the present for the future by any means, but the whole idea of a window is not filtering into my head because it's my job to get to the postseason every year if I can. No, it's your job to win a World Series. I flat out disagree with what he claims the job of being a president of baseball operations is. It is your job to win a World Series. It is not your job to get in the playoffs every year. He's operating the deadline as a man whose job is to get in the playoffs every year, not a man whose job is to win a championship.
I could have accepted that comment more if he added one caveat. And when we return, I'll tell you what that is.
Perfect. And then your phone call is 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.